friends, and welcome to The World Transformed. All this week, we've been talking about possibilities. It's one of our world-transforming ideas, how possibility happens, how things become possible, how we recognize possibilities, and what we do about them. On Monday, we talked about the adjacent possible. On Wednesday, we talked about the deep possible. And tonight, we're going to talk about the hidden possible. My name is Phil Bauermaster, and with me in the virtual studio is my co-host, Stephen Gordon. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Well, I am super fantastic. How are you, my friend?
Man, I am doing great. Phil, at the end of the Wednesday night show, I laid out this idea. I said that sometimes people will doubt whether something is possible because it would seem to change the world too much for them to accept, right?
Yes, exactly.
And I argued that that's not how you should judge these things, these possibilities. It's not whether it changes the world and impacts the world in an incredible way. It's whether it can be done or not. And I think that's one of the reasons sometimes possibilities remain hidden, is that we're not ready to accept that we can do something, and it's really right there for the taking. So,
well, in fact, on Monday's show, one of the examples we gave of a possibility that was hidden for quite some time was that of the autonomous vehicle. And I think the driving car future is still fairly hidden to a lot of folks, but it has become an adjacent possible. It's become a future that we're very much heading towards and almost certain to walk into here in the very near future. But I think it really came out of the blue for a lot of folks. And even for those of us who are tracking it, who've watched it from, you know, for 15 years now, we've been looking at this. It's surprising how fast it's happened. So when the capability is there, but there's skepticism that a certain thing could ever change, on Monday, one of the biggest ones we talked about, one of the biggest possibilities that we talked about that's completely adjacent, potentially, assuming that the things that we've heard have happened, is a cure for aging. The impact of that is pervasive throughout society. And if we talk about self-driving cars, the impact of that is pervasive throughout society. And those are adjacent possible. Some things that would also be big, but maybe not quite as big, like curing obesity, those remain deep possibilities. Because as you said, it does not have to do with whether we've imagined it thoroughly or not, whether we've integrated the idea. It has to do with whether the capability exists and whether we start acting on that capability. And I think we're going to make a lot of forward progress on that capability. But now we're going to talk a little bit about some additional hidden possibilities. And I think there's some good examples that have happened in our lifetimes, self-driving cars being a great example. But I think some other ones, too. In particular, I think the whole social media phenomenon was very much a hidden possibility for almost everyone. Even people who heavily tracked the internet and watched these things unfolding, I don't know how many people really saw something like Twitter coming, right? And even if you saw Twitter coming, could anyone see the phenomenon of President Donald Trump on Twitter, right? That was a hidden possibility, right? You got to say the future is an astoundingly surprising place. Or would anyone ever have seen that there would be such a career path as being a superstar on Instagram, right? That a thing like Instagram could exist, A, and that there'd be like a way to make a living doing it, B, and that like these otherwise obscure people would become these huge stars on this platform. You know, those were all possible as soon as the internet showed up and we started putting internet capability on mobile devices. All of these weird things that have happened since then, they were all adjacent possible as soon as the internet showed up. But who saw it coming, right?
Yeah.
And I think another good example is the original Netflix business model, which is really clever. They took existing infrastructure, the U.S. mail, right? And they took existing infrastructure, people had DVDs in their houses, and they took the internet, and they combined them all in a really clever way, and suddenly people started getting DVDs in the mail. You know, I was thinking about this as we were preparing for this show. Do you know what the original Netflix was? It was the first Uber. It was the first Airbnb. These these business models that are built on taking existing infrastructure, you lay a digital layer on top of it, and you get this completely new thing. And those were also, I think, very much unexpected. Those were all hidden possibilities. I don't think, you know, when did Uber start? It's not been 10 years, has it? Has it been 5 years? Somewhere in
no,
the 5 to 10 year category.
It's like 2 or 3 years old, but it's changed the world, hasn't it? I mean, it's,
yeah, I mean, 10 years ago, somebody could have said to you, hey, I got an idea. What if we use mobile phones and we'll get everybody to drive their cars and you can have an app and then you can summon a car? And, you know, you would have heard that maybe 15 years ago. You would have heard that and said, nah, I don't really, I don't know if I'd do that. I don't know if that would ever work. And think about Airbnb. It sounds even dodgier, right? So
yeah,
some of these things.
Here's the thing, what were we taught when we were young? You know, don't share too many of your personal details. Don't get in a stranger's car, right?
Right.
Yeah. Now, of course, we do all of these things. You know, we put everything about ourselves on Facebook and other social networks, and we're calling strangers in their cars to come pick us up.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, it's really funny. There was a meme going around a while back. It said 1999, you know, what were the rules of life? Well, don't trust strangers on the internet and don't get into a stranger's car, right? Now here it is, 2018. What are the rules of life? You use the internet to summon a stranger so you can get in their car, right? It's a very very strange set of circumstances.
That was a strange hidden possibility, and you know, you just the suggestion of it to somebody a few years ago would have, oh, that's crazy. Well, it turns out that the key enabling thing is this ability to grade one another, right? I mean,
right.
If you're a creep, you're not going to do well with Uber, right? You're gonna get some bad marks on Uber, and nobody's going to use you. No one's going to call you to come pick them up.
That's right. There is a high trust infrastructure that surrounds it that we hadn't thought about at that time when this idea was first being thought of. And I mean, one of the great things is if you're in somebody's car and you've summoned them on Uber, they know you got a mobile phone. You can take their picture. You can call 911. I mean, you're all kinds of empowered.
You know, if you think about it, eBay might've been the first, right? I mean,
I think it was. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. You're trusting people that you've never met to send you something, you know, you're going to send them money. They're going to send you something. And of course, it turns out that the trust platform was the key thing for that too, right?
Right.
You had to. So, yeah.
It's true. And there you go. We didn't know. We didn't see coming. All these things built on trust, and all these things built on adding a digital layer on top of the physical world. And what's interesting to me about that one, Stephen, is I really think we've just gotten started with that. I think there are lots more interesting digital layers added on top of the physical world that we haven't even thought of yet that we're going to see over the next few years. So if you want to say, where's the hidden possible going to be coming from in the next few years, that's one place to look, folks, if you're interested. By the way, we can't predict hidden possibles. If anyone's thinking, hey, these guys have been telling us what the next adjacent possible and what the next deep possible is, why don't they tell us what the next hidden possible is? That's really hard to do. We got a few here that we can talk
by
about.
By definition.
By definition, they're hidden. Even from us, even from Stephen Gordon, they're hidden. That's the sad reality. So
that's incredibly enough, right?
Oddly enough. So we have to make do with showing them in the rearview mirror. We have to talk about the ones that have come. Another one that people didn't see coming that now is adjacent, Amazon drone delivery. Remember when they announced that? What's it been, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, it was 2013. It was a surprise announcement, and everybody thought that he was crazy, right?
Yes. And guess who's crazy now? I guess this was in the news today. I saw it. I don't know how old the story is. Actually, it's dated today. Jeff Bezos is smiling. Regulators approve limited drone deliveries. And, of course, the first actual drone delivery occurred in the U.K. year before last, I think, right at the end of 2016. So we knew it could happen. We knew the technology existed, that it could be done. Then it was just a matter of the permissions being put in place, of the societal infrastructure following. And here I think you have a great kind of archetype for how self-driving cars will work, okay? Because the technology existed, somebody pushed for it, and eventually the regulatory infrastructure is allowing it. I think you're going to see that on a much bigger scale with self-driving cars, but I'm pretty psyched about this. I'm kind of looking forward to, when do I actually get a place in order and have a drone show up at my house? I guess,
you know, I think, Phil, that this works hand in hand with self-driving vehicles because, you know, you have you could have a brown truck going down your street, and it's the drones that are taking it from the truck to your doorstep,
right?
Going back and forth between the, you know, that seems to make more sense than a drone making a 10-mile flight to your front door.
It does, absolutely. Where the brown trucks become the mothership, basically, for the
exactly.
For the drone technology.
And you know, they maybe have a half a dozen drones on them going back and forth to other houses and stuff. And, you know, if one drone gets low on power, it can be plugged in, charging up while the other drones are working. I think that could work.
You know what's cool about that is that sounds so exciting when the drone shows up with a package. How quick we'll get used to that.
How
normal that will be in the very near future, right? Because that is truly the adjacent possible, but it was hidden. I had never thought about that. I would never even have occurred to me as something, because it sounds so science fiction-y. It's like a self-driving car. It's like sending people to Mars. It just sounds really out there. But you know what? It wasn't really out there. We had the pieces. The heavy lifting had already been done. Somebody just had to think of it, and in this case, somebody with enough clout to actually push it forward. So thank you, Mr. Bezos, for making Amazon drone delivery a real thing. Now, here's a weird one, but do you remember when people never used to talk about their gut bacteria?
Yeah, like a year and a half ago. But
exactly. It's not been that long that gut bacteria has been all the rage, but there have been amazing discoveries made around the relationship between what goes on in our guts and what goes on in the rest of our bodies, not just our vital organs or our digestive system, but our brains as well. And in fact, a whole lot of our health and our outlook on life, it turns out, is shaped by the gut. And you want to talk about a hidden discovery, a hidden possibility that we could make our lives better by improving the quality of bacteria in our intestines. I don't know, Stephen, that might be the quintessential hidden possibility right there.
Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah. It just goes to show you, The universe has a lot of surprises left in store for us, and they're not all out in the cosmos. Some of them are as close as your insides. Now, there's a couple of ideas that are fairly well-known deep possibilities that we talk about, but in many ways they are also hidden. They're hidden to a lot of people, and also the mechanism by which they would ever be realized and the consequences of what happens beyond them, in the case of the singularity, is by definition hidden. But we talked on the last two shows, we've mentioned post-scarcity, and that one remains kind of our big economic enigma. It's kind of our economic singularity, right? This idea of we figure there is a way through automation, through the technology that we have, through artificial intelligence, through ultimately things like molecular factories, nanotechnology, to create a world where everyone has everything they need. And abundance has been more or less detached from human labor, that the two things don't have anything to do with each other. But how that one comes about and how it's two managed after that happens, huge mystery, right? So there's still a very hidden aspect to that. And I guess when you get down to the technological singularity, that is kind of the ultimate hidden possibility, right?
Yeah, I mean, We just don't know when that will happen, and we surely don't know what the ultimate result of that is. You know, it's something we're going to have to live through. You know, it's a live to see it kind of thing.
That's why we say it. That's what it's all about. The technological singularity, obviously, we've talked about it many times. This coming point in the future where we can no longer make accurate predictions about what happens or even very good descriptions about what's happening in the world because artificial intelligence is operating at a level beyond human intelligence, and the future becomes unpredictable to us. In fact, the present, the world, potentially becomes incomprehensible to beings at our level. Now, hopefully, we get smarter too. The AIs bring us along, or we move along with them, or something happens so that the world isn't lost in obscurity when that occurs. But for now, how that would occur and what our future would be beyond that is very much a set of hidden possibilities. So they're big, they're small, they come from nowhere. They can come from your gut or from outer space or from the equipment that's sitting on your desktop right now or that you've got in your pocket right now. Hidden possibilities are all around us. Some of them deep, some of them, many of them adjacent. And I think our charter, Stephen, has been and will remain trying to make them visible. We want to make the deep possibles adjacent, at least the good ones, and we want to make the hidden possibles visible and shine a little light. Yeah, I think there's plenty of work left for us in that regard because
I think so.
Unless I'm mistaken, it just seems like more becomes possible every day. So, in fact,
yep.
While we've done these three shows, a lot more of hidden possibilities have surfaced. And you know what we'll have to do? We'll have to come back next week and talk about more possibilities. So, hey, it's been great talking about possibility with this week, Stephen. It's been great having you all with us. We will be back next week with three brand new shows. And until next time, live to see it.